All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, welcome. Thank you for joining me again on American Vindicta. Today is Wednesday, the 17th, November, and we are waiting still for the verdict from the Kyle Rittenhouse case to come back from the jurors. And if you haven't been paying attention to this court case, it could be very pivotal. This could be the Kyle Rittenhouse Act of all court cases when it comes to self-defense. And you know, this case does mean a lot to the Second Amendment community, which is every American. But it means a lot to those of us who actually use the Second Amendment. And right now, we are all on trial. Every single one of us are on trial with Kyle Rittenhouse. If Kyle Rittenhouse is found guilty for defending himself while he was being chased down a burning street filled full of domestic terrorists who were there that night in Kenosha with the intent to destroy and to maim, if this kid is found guilty for protecting himself for shooting three felons, one of them was a convicted child sex rapist of five accounts, and had over 40 accounts of violations while in state prison, and then also released from psychiatric ward that night. If you cannot defend yourself, even against the criminals who willfully come after you on the street, then what type of justice do we have in this country anymore? Right now, the judge is passing the buck on the jurors, hoping that the jurors will come down and make the right decision, but obviously we have jurors who are waiting to see all the evidence that the prosecution has now entered. And go figure, once again, the state prosecutors fumble the football and violate a few more court rulings. And now they're trying to throw in, or what they tried to do was they tried to hide evidence, viable evidence that proved that Kyle Rittenhouse was defending himself that the FBI had from a drone. Now they attempted to use a software that was to zoom in on this drone footage. But even in the manufacturer's briefing, it is said that that footage that's captured from the software should not be used in court evidentiary. So it should not be used as evidence. But they're using it anyways, because they are pulling out all the stops. This is one of those really weird cases, because the attorneys know what law is, and they know what laws you're not supposed to break, especially when it comes to a court case, and they're doing it anyway. So that, to me, tells me that they must think that they're protected. That's the only thing I can think of, because otherwise, why hasn't the Attorney General for Wisconsin come down on these guys? I don't know, man. The answer is somewhere in the recipe, I guess, but what we can see still is that there are crowds outside that are gathering during the day and protesting for Kyle and against Kyle. So far, it has been somewhat peaceful. But what does peaceful mean in America anymore? By peaceful, there were people on bullhorns and chanting and holding signs. And then you had the peaceful side of the left getting into people's faces and pushing people and trying to tear signs apart and assaulting women. So that is the peace of the left. Well, I can't wait to see what happens when there's no longer any peace. No justice, no peace, right? I'm going to agree with Steven Crowder, and I'm going to give some props to Steven Crowder. I really respect that guy and what he says. And when I was listening to him earlier today talk about this case, I thought it was funny because he is one of the few people that I've heard really get very emotional about this, because we should be, as Americans, we should be very emotional about this. Kyle Rittenhouse is a victim of the failure within our justice system. Kyle Rittenhouse is a victim in the corruption of politicians in our American society. And Kyle Rittenhouse is a victim of the deplorable nature of the current left-wing, democratic-loving, socialist, communist society that is our better halves, as they like to say, of America. Now, I will tell you that I have been on dozens, well, I would say hundreds of operations at this point when it comes to riotous control and dealing with Antifa. And there is no middle ground with them. They are oppressors. They are tyrants. They are evil as any political party would want to be right now. And they're the henchmen of the Democrats. They're the mob. And I'm not talking about the woke mob. This is a radical militant mob. They are militant. Very, very militant. They have their own military style training, which is embarrassing to watch. Or humorous, depending on how many cold beers you've had that night. It can be pretty humorous to watch these idiots. However, they are dangerous. They're dangerous because they're just like a big coyote pack. One coyote? Nah, I'm not too scared of that. 30 to 50 coyotes? Okay, now I'm a little worried. That's how they are. They attack in numbers. They have power in numbers. And because of that, they also get motivation to do more heinous crimes because of the numbers. And because, honestly, they feel like no one's going to reach out and touch them. Well, I think we're quickly coming up on a day when people are going to start reaching out and touching these people. I think we're quickly coming upon a day when Americans are going to say, well, if my justice system won't get off their ass and do anything, and if the police are hindered to the point that they just sit on their ass and not do anything, then it's up to me and the posse to get out and clean the streets and defend our towns. And I don't blame you if that's what you choose to do. This is still America. America is not ruled by politicians. America is not ruled by law enforcement. America is not ruled by the military. America is not ruled by the president. America is ruled by we the people. That's why we have the Constitution. That's why the Democrats hate the Constitution, and they call it a living document so that they can actively change it whenever they want. But all that is just to hinder us. That's their only goal. Think about this. I want you to put yourself in Kyle Rittenhouse's shoes. You're walking down a street. It's dark. Half the town seems to be on fire. You're smelling the soot and the burnt and the ash and the chemicals from all the burnt cars and buildings. And you have a crowd of just completely deranged, unhinged people who are all acting in one group together, and they're destroying as much stuff as they can, causing as much mayhem as they can, and then they put their sights on you. And you, knowing how bad it was, and from watching previous episodes of the news, you saw how dangerous they can be, you decided to bring your firearm. Okay? And as you walk down this street with your firearm, for your protection, remember, because it's legal to do that, This mob targets you. Now, for whatever reason of whatever previous interactions that you had just had with that mob, now this mob is targeting you. And they know that you're not there on their side. So if you're not there on their side, well, then you're against me. And you can't be against the mob. And they start to chase you. They start to talk about how they're going to kill you. They are actively pursuing you. And then they actually start to confront you. And then they attack you. And the only thing you had for defense was a gun against a couple dozen people. What are you going to do? In my previous job, working for law enforcement, federal law enforcement, I was a use of force instructor. And so with that type of knowledge and education, I would review use of force that our officers had done to an assailant during any type of effective arrest. And that was mainly, you know, things that we were doing while we were working riot control. And I read hundreds of use of force accounts. And I could tell you right now, whenever I was trained at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Glencoe, Georgia, for the Use of Force Instructors course, one of the scenarios that we went through was you're walking through, you know, just a random park, and a guy is hitting somebody over the head with a large piece of wood, and the person is not being able to defend themselves adequately and are laying very still. You only have about 3 seconds as you walk upon the scene to do something. Now you have a taser, you have a baton, you have your voice, your commands, you have the ability to tackle them, you have the ability to shoot them. All these things process within your mind within a split second. 90% of our officers that we ran through those scenarios shot the assailant. And as long as they could adequately define why they did that, they've typically got a green pass, because a hard strike from a hard object to the skull from previous interactions of criminals attacking people and a whole bunch of different documentation that's gone to court shows that that is deadly force with obviously a deadly intent behind it. So, from a law enforcement's objective lenses and being a reasonable officer on the scene, if I saw Cal Rittenhouse being struck in the head repeatedly with a hard object like a skateboard, and then another man coming around with a pistol in his hand, while, by the way, a mob was just chasing him and this kid just fell down on the ground, and I saw him shoot these people, I would say, yeah, that looked pretty justified to me. The whole point is, was Kyle justified for the deadly force? And in the realms of law enforcement, if this was me in my uniform still, and I had fallen down because a mob had chased me and was striking me in the head repeatedly to the point that I know if I get one more good blow, I'm going to die or I'm going to black out, which means they can take my equipment or my weapon and kill me with it. And I decided to pull my service pistol and shoot the assailant. 9 times out of 10, I am covered. 9 times out of 10, I will be completely okay in the court. My use of force will be justified. Why wasn't Kyle's? The reason why they don't want Kyle's use of force to be justified, and a civilian is judged differently than a law enforcement officer. It is much harder on a law enforcement officer, I will tell you that. But Kyle is in trouble because he dared to shoot at the left's military, which is Antifa, which is Black Lives Matter. He dared to resist, And that's why he's in so much trouble. If that was just the, if it was just him himself walking down the road with a firearm and not in a riotous situation, and any one of those felons attacked him to the point that, you know, he was knocked to the ground and being hit in the head with a hard object and then shot them, he would still be okay. He would not be prosecuted over that. So, you know, you have to understand that this is all politically motivated. Everything that we see right now going on in this case against Kyle is politically motivated. They're trying to screw this kid over so that they can make an example out of him. It just shows you that there is true cowardice in our country right now. Kyle should have never been out there. Kyle should have never been out there because, as Steven Crowder says, and I'm going to parody what he said, we should have all been out there. All of the law enforcement officers should have been out there. The State Patrol should have been deployed out there. National Guard should have been deployed out there. County should have been deployed out there. The SWAT team should have been out there. And not hiding in a building or meeting at a rally point and waiting and observing. They should have been out there doing their effing job. You have the gear, you have the gas, you have the guns, and you have the manpower and training, but where are your balls? Did they just all of a sudden drop off one day? Law enforcement, that is your job, not a 17-year-old kid's job. You failed Kyle Rittenhouse. For not doing your job, you failed Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse went and defended other people's property that he didn't know because it was the right thing to do. And we forgot in this country what the right thing to do is anymore. No, right now, the right thing to do is to have your child declared non-binary and let them decide if they want to be a boy or girl or a zebra whenever they grow up. We have forgotten about law and order. And that pendulum, ladies and gentlemen, is going to swing very, very hard one day. From the left, where we see what we see now, where law enforcement basically doesn't do their job anymore. And one day it's going to be corrected. It's going to swing so far to the right, law enforcement's going to look like Judge Dredd. Because it'll get so out of control. That is the level that law enforcement will have to get to. And it's the fault of bad policies, corrupt police, cowardice, law enforcement officials who are in some sort of a supervisory position, and our politicians. Oh, also, let's go ahead and blame the community. More on that when we come back from our sponsors.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
Okay, and we're back. Thank you for joining American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. What we were previously just speaking about was how the country effectively failed Kyle Rittenhouse. The guy right now who's the president called him a white nationalist or a white supremacist. The media called him a white supremacist and an active shooter, a serial killer, a mass murderer. We have people that openly say that Kyle shouldn't have had a gun, he shouldn't have been there, he shouldn't have done all these things. We have law enforcement who did not do their job effectively because they were hindered by the politicians who dictate what law enforcement does in Kenosha. We also have a group of degenerates in this country who thinks that it's okay to destroy our countries and kill their fellow countrymen while getting paid it to do it. And we have politicians who openly agreed with it. Two of those very famous politicians, you may know of them, Vice President Kamala Harris and President Joseph Biden. So, if all the people who are supposed to make a damn difference in this country supported what happened that night, I don't know. I don't have the words. I cannot cuss on Global Star Radio, for one thing, because it'll make me look bad, and it'll make Global Star Radio look bad, and I'll probably get a strike against me for it. But I want to scream at the top of my lungs. I get so pissed off and emotional about this, because this kid's life is on the line. And his life is on the line because our nation failed this kid. Kyle should have never been out there. You're damn right. The parents should have been out there. The business owners should have been out there defending their businesses. The community should have been out there defending the community. Law enforcement, who gets paid to defend the community, should have stopped it when the crowd started gathering. Law enforcement should have stopped it after the first car was set on fire. I've been there. Don't you idiots tell me you couldn't have done it. I did it for a year straight of working nothing but riots. And you know what? Every time we saw a fire, guess what we did? We effected an arrest. We deployed chemical munitions. We drove the crowd back. One night, what a glorious night in Portland, we drove the crowd 12 blocks back because they kept engaging with us. So we just kept kicking their ass and engaging with them. And there was thousands of them, and there might have been 100 of us. And we kicked their ass so hard, they didn't come and play for a couple days. Now, this crowd in Kenosha wasn't that big. In between the county sending the sheriff's departments out there, the city with their police department, state patrol being brought in, or National Guard being mobilized, you had the manpower, and you had the training, and you had all the weapons. You just didn't have any balls. Your testicular fortitude had frozen up that day, I guess. I'm telling you, if I was the SWAT team commander, if I was the chief of police, if I was a supervisor somewhere, I would tell my guys, you can leave if you want to. Everything that we're about to do is going to be put on me. Suit up, we're going out. And at some point, we'll be the ones at risk, and then the cavalry will have to come. But I'm not going to let my city burn down. I don't know. Everyone loves to hate on the feds, which is what I used to be. But when we showed up in Portland, they didn't mess with us. They did not like to mess with us because we did not play around. We did not come there to talk. We did not come there to kneel in solidarity with a domestic terrorist group. All you cowards who kneeled and prostrated yourself in front of domestic terrorists, you should turn the badge and gun in. You're an embarrassment. You're a disgrace. Every single cop that I saw do that. Don't tell me it was community outreach. Horseshit. That is not what that was. Listen, I'll let you protest. I've talked to many people who held protests, and I talked to the leaders, and I'd go out there and find out, who are you? What do you plan on doing tonight? Be safe. Don't hurt anybody. We'll be standing over there watching you, making sure that no one comes to interfere with your First Amendment right. And we have done that before. Now, the moment you start getting out of hand, well, we're not going to ask you. We're going to tell you, and then we're going to make you stop. Now, the federal government, completely different. If there was a federal building in Kenosha that had been attacked, I would have been there. Our team would have been there. And we would have been kicking the teeth out of commies' mouths. But when Trump asked if you wanted to send federal troops in, federal law enforcement, it was denied. National Guard was denied. Acting upon by the police was basically denied. Now, law enforcement was out there, but they were not effective. Kenosha was attacked for 3 days. 3 days straight of that city being attacked, looted, and burned, and people being hurt before Kyle got out there. So no, the fault really isn't on Kyle. Kyle was defending himself against a maddened mob. Have you ever heard of mob rule? Mob rule means there's no rule. A mob is just a big pack of piranhas attacking anything that is a soft target. It's a sad day when we have a 17-year-old on trial and he's beating all the allegations from the prosecution left and right based off the one simple stance that he did this to defend himself. If Kyle Rittenhouse, this prosecutor, Binger, is such a worthless scumbag. If Kyle Rittenhouse wanted to kill anybody, he had many, many bullets to do that with. Three people were shot. No one else was hit by those bullets. Three people were shot. Within a matter of seconds, three effective shots. Hey, well done, Kyle. Good shooting. How is it that Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old kid, not law enforcement, not military, accurately shot three felons within a matter of seconds? And we're complaining about that. Hell, at least he didn't shoot anybody else. He only shot the people that were attacking him. What if Kyle Rittenhouse was a woman who decided to go out there and do what Kyle was doing? And she was knocked down to the ground. You see, in the realms of use of force, these things change. A man gets viewed differently when deadly force is applied or use of force is applied than when it's a woman. And you know, there are other different use of force factors, other gram factors that are used when we're trying to say, did you do the right thing or not? And are you covered underneath the gram factors in law enforcement? Guess what one of those are? How many attacking assailants are there? Was it just one person or was it multiple people? Multiple people means, well, my use of force had to go in the deadly force direction because there was multiple assailants against me. Where are the objective lenses for Kyle Rittenhouse? They are not being applied. I applaud the defense for doing what they were doing for Kyle. I applaud the judge for acting as gentlemanly as possible and as unbiased as possible. But judge, how many different times do you have to have these prosecutors break the law in front of you and not hold them in contempt? The judge could have had Binger arrested by the bailiff for any of those violations, but he didn't. He didn't because he's probably scared because he's been having so many death threats. The verdict hadn't come out yet because the jurors are scared because they were being videotaped. The person who was videotaping them, the bailiff went, got the phone, made them delete it. Why wasn't that person arrested? You could very well be arrested and fined and held forever until the judge decides to see you. Just for something as simple as that. So why isn't everything being fair right now? It's politics. The great evil of our societies, as normal, politics. It just pisses me off for the a decade's worth of a career in law enforcement and to see fellow law enforcement officers not do their job, and now this kid's life is on the line because you didn't do your job. I take that very personally, and I'm not lambasting every law enforcement officer out there. There are 99% good officers, 1% worthless pieces of crap. And law enforcement gets a really bad name, and I understand why, but you do the job just for a week and then let's come back and have that educated conversation. It is not the job of the public to be law enforcement, but when law enforcement doesn't do their job, whose shoulders does it fall on? Because if National Guard isn't going to do it, and you're not going to see Nancy Pelosi out there on the riot line, you're not going to see Chuck Schumer out there launching gas grenades out of the 40 Mike. No. It took civilians. There was more people than just Kyle Rittenhouse out there. It took civilians to go out there and try to protect that community. And you know what? They weren't the only ones last year doing that. You had communities across this nation that came together and met Antifa at the county line, at the city line, saying, no, you're not going to do this here, and drove them out. But that didn't happen in Kenosha. So, we see what we see now. Kyle Rittenhouse is a scapegoat for crappy prosecutors. Kyle Rittenhouse is a scapegoat for law enforcement supervisor officials who did not do their due diligence by doing their job and listen to politicians. Kyle Rittenhouse is a scapegoat for politicians who decided to align with a domestic terrorist group instead of upholding their oath to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Because of Kyle Rittenhouse, we are all on trial right now. If they find Kyle Rittenhouse guilty, and another one of these shootings come out, it will be used against that person. And that's going to scare people. That's going to make a lot of people nervous, because if the law is not on your side when you're acting lawfully, What the hell are you supposed to do? Just let your house burn down? Just let your business burn down? Just watch your grandma's cookie store burn down? What are we doing, America? Where are we at right now in the psyche of America? It's like we forgot how to be pissed off. It's like we forgot how to have vendicta. How to have that personal grudge against a wrongdoing. I don't know. I know there's plenty of law enforcement out there that support Kyle Rittenhouse. I know there's plenty of veterans who support Kyle Rittenhouse. I hate to say it, Kenosha won't happen in Texas. I love the fact that I can say that because I know Texans will not put up with that. They tried doing that crap last year, last summer, in Dallas. And you know, I think there was 2 deaths within a matter of 3 days. And while we were working, we had multiple drive-bys. We had one officer who was a bit of an idiot, but he had his unit completely destroyed because it got left out on the street, and we had to freaking escort him and his car back inside the courthouse. We had the courthouse had a door broke down because one of these BLM idiots decided to throw a rock through it. And, you know, all the great, wonderful comments that we heard that night. But they rampaged in Dallas. There was a gun shop that was broken into, and I think it was about 13 or 14 long rifles were stolen. I hope those were all recovered. But you know what happened? Dallas PD, Dallas SWAT, federal law enforcement, Dallas County, all the way to the point that we had a Texas game warden that drove like 200 miles close to the Louisiana border to come there to help back us up. All the game wardens within the area were there. We showed up. We showed up and we shut that city down. And all that marching and protesting, which was really just guerrilla style tactics to divide themselves so that law enforcement can't bring the riot groups together effectively and push one big crowd. So I'll describe this to you real quick. What Antifa does as one of their tactics is they'll show up to a town. They start off by protesting, by marching. All that is for their forces to assemble. And by about 10 o'clock in 2020, by about 10 o'clock every night, when these groups show up, mayhem would start. The violent crimes would start. The destruction of property would start. And then as law enforcement would start to engage these groups would then divide into subgroups. And we saw this tactic in Portland almost every night. So they would divide, and then we would have to divide. And because there's always less of us than there is of them, it kind of makes it hairy for law enforcement because we would sometimes be surrounded on 3 sides. And you never know who is in that crowd. We know who is in the crowd, and we know what type of weapons they had. They threw Molotov cocktails at us. They're hitting our guys with ball bearings in any type of soft tissue area, or, you know, throwing soup cans at hitting you in the shins, the knees, the elbows, and the face. We had one officer, a female, who was struck in the face by a large piece of concrete. Luckily, she had her helmet on, so she was okay, but she got really hurt by that. They would take industrial-grade fireworks, cut the fuse off, the artillery shells, and throw them at us, and they would explode at us. Well, I mean, that's white phosphorus. So we had officers that had second and third degree burns from that. They would use laser beams, the high-powered industrial-grade laser beams that you can buy off Amazon for whatever damn reason, and they would blind us. And we had three or four officers who had to have eye surgery and effectively lost vision in one of their eyes because of that. So we know the tactics that they will use, and they're very creative about how they would try to combat us. But we would always end up winning at the end of the day, because we are more persistent. 50 of us might as well equal 300 of them. That's what happens when grown-ups show up to fight children. But we were not exactly beholden to politicians. These small towns are. The states are. And it's sad to see whenever law enforcement will say, okay, well, the mayor says he doesn't want us to do anything about, you know, the church that's being burnt down. The mayor doesn't want us to do anything about all these businesses being burnt down. Oh, hey, we got a call from the mayor. The protesters just showed up at his house. We got to deploy over there. Screw that. No, thank you. But that's what happened. And it continues to happen. And it will probably continue to happen. We'll see. I'm surprised they're not rioting yet, but that's because we don't have a verdict yet. As long as these groups don't try to attack the power grid during all this, we will be very lucky. In Seattle, while the riots were going on, there was an attack on the power grid. They were taking chainsaws and trying to cut down power line poles. Ask yourself, why? I thought you were supposed to be rioting. I thought this was about George Floyd and white supremacy and, you know, all this other boo-hoo, cry me a river type of crap. But yet actual terrorism was going on. That's the type of people that we're dealing with. They are terrorists. All right. We got to go to a break, and I will see you on the other side. Stand by for a word from our sponsor.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing, and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have. Access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position. Really, for the first time in our history, we're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
And we're back. Thank you for joining me on American Vindicta. So tonight we've covered a lot. We got about 10 minutes left in this show. And I'd just like to say that American Vindicta is on Global Star Radio between Monday and Friday, starting at 11 p.m. Eastern. So please check the show out. Spread it to your friends. Spread it to your enemies. get the word out there that there's a new kid on the street, and I'm coming after everyone. Nobody will be safe from me. I'm going to talk about everything and anything, and I am not going to pull the punches. Of course, I can't speak the way that I would, because I'm trying to be proper and professional and all those good things, but I am not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm just going to say it how it is, and I don't care if it hurts your feelings or not. One of my mottos is, I'm not here to be your friend. I am here to tell you the truth, and if I step on your toes, so be it. I'm here to wake you up. I don't get paid to be people's friends. Not anymore. I don't get paid to be nice and friendly. Officer Friendly has retired. So, here I am. You're just going to have to deal with it. And I know that I'm not speaking in a way that is preposterous or out of control, but the left hates it, and that's why I'm going to keep talking like it. So, we have been talking about Kyle Rittenhouse and the current court case that's going on. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have a verdict. If we do have a verdict tomorrow and he is found guilty, we'll probably still see a lot of protesting and maybe some rioting. If Kyle is found innocent, which he should be, then we're going to expect rioting. And that will probably carry all the way into Christmas. So we'll just have to wait and see. It's such strange times that we live in America where we actually put up with terrorism. But we put up with terrorism because we've become complacent. Americans, for the most part, don't care really what's going on in the world or what's going on in their own country or community anymore. Now, I'm being very general when I say that. But ask yourself this. If you were in Kenosha while the riots were happening, why didn't you go out and stop them? Why didn't you go out and defend all those stores? Why didn't you go out and, you know, defend your own businesses? Why did it take a 17-year-old who wanted to be a firefighter? He just wanted to go out there to help. Why did it take that kid to do Americans' jobs? All the guys in Kenosha that walk around and act like they're Billy Badass, where were you that night? All you tough UFC fighters, where were you that night? Where are all the bad mamma jammas that walk around and they think they can fight anybody and win? Where were you whenever the riots were going on? Were you hiding? Were you watching it on your phone or on YouTube? Kicking back, drinking some 40s, and having a good old time. That's how we lose this country, by complacency. We are entertained with riots in our own community. If it was your front yard that they decided to start tearing up, and it was your vehicle they decided to set on fire, would you go outside and defend your property? I would hope so. I would like to think so. Why not defend the community? You know, it's something I've just randomly been saying to myself. Stand your ground. Defend your town. Law enforcement, stand your ground. Defend your town. Don't listen to the politicians. You can fix all that on Monday. You can get your ass chewed out by the mayor's office later. Go out and do your job. Protect your community. Protect and serve. That's what we put the badge on for. That's what we got all the training for. All those little kids that used to run up to you wanting to take pictures with a police officer, you failed them that day. I'm ashamed at the way our countrymen act. And I'm ashamed at the way our law enforcement acts now. You know, Department of Justice is completely out of control, but I don't have enough time to go into that. But we have a young man whose life is hanging on the line. He's being tried in the court of public opinion right now. There are corrupt, dirty politicians and prosecutors, state prosecutors, they're trying to make a name for themselves or trying to salvage their names by trying to get this kid a guilty verdict. And all the threats that are happening to the jurors, all the threats that are happening to the judge and to Kyle and Kyle's family or to anyone else that was out there, that is terrorist tactics. You know, this, it's not a veiled threat when Antifa shows up at your house. That is a real threat. They will harass you. They will sit there on your front yard, bang on your windows, shine lights through your windows. They'll bang on your door. They'll mess up your car. And we just allow it. As a man, I'm shocked. Let me ask some. Take what's going on in America now and apply it to the greatest generation. Apply it to the 1940s. Do you think this would be tolerated? It would not. The elders that are in my family talk to me about this, and they all say the same thing. By God, that wouldn't happen if they came on my property. I know. Weak times have bred weak men. Men are more into taking selfies and the latest trendy diet. And, you know, you can't be bothered. I'm watching ESPN or I'm playing fantasy football or I'm playing video games. I'm not going to go out there and defend this community. I don't know those people. I hope when the Russians and the Chinese show up to invade this country, you'll think differently. I don't know. All I can tell you, America, is that our enemies are paying attention to the way we allow our own country to be destroyed. You do not see these style riots in Russia. You do not see these style riots in China. At least they have that going for them. Sure, they'll go out to the middle of the street and run you over with a tank, or they'll shoot into the crowd, but at least they don't have riots burning down their own community. And in other countries, you still really don't see that. Because only in America, where you have the greatest rights out of any other human being on earth, do we not fight for them. So, just wash your hands of it, America. Wash your hands of Kyle Rittenhouse. Don't even look at him. Don't even give him the grace of a smile, because America has thrown Kyle Rittenhouse to the wolves. I'm ashamed of what our country is becoming right now. And I pray that everyone who is listening, that you reevaluate yourself. You reevaluate what you think that Constitution means to you and your constitutional rights. I pray that whenever bad times come, you do the right thing. Even when no one is looking, do the right thing. Do not be a coward. This nation cannot afford cowardism. Our children can't afford it. We had to set the right example. So that's tonight's show. Once again, it's a somber tone. And we will be back tomorrow, hopefully with a good verdict on Kyle. Hopefully he'll be, you know, set free and acquitted, or the whole trial just be dismissed with prejudice, and we can move on. I really hope so. So I pray that God keeps his hand over this nation, and God keeps his hand over you and keeps you protected. But do the right thing, America. This has been Doug Thornton, American Vindicta. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll be right back. all stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.